me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We definitely need strategies. Sometimes, at some seasons of the year, we need them more than ever, right?
Sure. Some seasons of the year, some seasons of life.
There you go. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, here we are. Welcome in to Strategies for Living, folks, here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Into the season, right?
Tis the season.
Yes, it is. Whether we're ready or not, and hopefully most of us are getting there. Mm-hmm. I found a new little book.
Yeah.
That is by a person by the name of AJ Sherrill, mm-hmm. and it's called Rediscovering Christmas. Mm. You ever heard of it?
No.
So this is a thoughtful little exploration. Actually, of Advent, the Advent season.
Yes.
And of course, we're in the Advent season right now, and it's kind of designed to guide people who read it through a deeper and toward a deeper and more meaningful experience of Christmas. And that's the purpose of Advent. So the little book is a challenge, really. It's a challenge to the busyness and the consumerism that we often get caught up in the holiday. And it invites people to just take a time out, to pause and reflect on what is the true purpose? What's the true purpose of Christmas? And Sherrill kind of uses the corresponding themes of Advent. He uses hope, peace, joy, and love. So I thought we'd talk a bit about that today. How about that?
Sounds like a great one, a timely one, an important one.
I think it's a plan. So we're going to do some rediscovering Christmas here on Strategies for Living. Thank you for joining us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. We're going to do some rediscovering of Christmas today, right here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Welcome back, and welcome in to 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Since I was a kid, I've always loved Advent.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a natural thing, huh?
You lived across the street from the church.
All of the special trappings and going on, you know, the Advent wreath with that, you know, those three purple candles and the one pink candle,
right.
You know. And you know what that pink candle stands for, don't you?
Hope.
Yeah, hope. Yeah. Yeah. And so this little book that we're talking about this evening, it's called Rediscovering Christmas by A.J. Sherrill. And what Sherrill does is he divides the book into four sections corresponding to, well, each one of those candles, right?
Right. Well, because Advent is the 4 weeks
right
before Christmas.
Before Christmas. So he divides it into hope, peace, joy, and love. Mm-hmm. And the themes serve kind of as a lens, if you will, through which we can approach the story of Jesus's birth and its significance in our personal lives and our spiritual lives. I know, and of course, when I was a kid, obviously, you know, we made a big deal about Jesus's birth and Christmas.
Yes.
And with no disrespect to any of that, as I've grown, you know, I've become more, I guess, sensitive mm-hmm. to the fact that not everybody
celebrates
Jesus. Or Jesus's birth no. or, you know.
And I don't think you have to in order to really truly appreciate the season.
Well, that was my point. That's my point, Lauren, because my point is Christmas is not
and I truly
Jesus-mas, it's Christmas. So
Christ.
It's like what are we really inviting in? We're inviting into ourselves and into our world Christ consciousness.
Right. Yeah.
Which embodies
it's the remembrance of Christ consciousness
right.
that we're all a part of.
And in the Christian tradition, of course, Jesus, the man, the historical man Jesus, represented in a human way these hope, peace, joy, and love.
He represented, I think, our own ability to tap into Christ consciousness. He was a living example of, well, what he called the way,
right?
The ability to truly, that's available to all of us because we're all Christed,
right?
Right. The ability to tap into the Christ consciousness, which is inherently ours.
Yeah. Before we built massive theologies,
right?
And before we built churches and then started dividing into different denominations, mm-hmm. It was about following Jesus was about following the way.
Right.
You know?
And what did he say? He said, you are the way.
Yeah.
To me, that implies that we are each a way. We are each the way back to Christ consciousness. Because without each of us, there wouldn't be the wholeness
yeah.
that is Christ consciousness.
Yeah. So what Sherrill does in this little book, and again, it's called Rediscovering Christmas, he uses Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, mm-hmm. Basically through stories and through biblical insights and also very practical applications, we like to call them strategies here, he encourages us to embrace, and listen to this, the tension between the sacred and the secular aspects of Christmas. And that's what I was getting at just a moment ago. We can, even if we don't celebrate the Christian Christmas,
right.
we can all celebrate the human Christmas because mm-hmm. it's the breaking open, the breaking into the world of Christ consciousness,
yeah.
or the breaking into ourselves Christ consciousness. So what Sherrill does is highlights how the Advent season gives an opportunity really to slow down,
mm-hmm.
to reconnect
right.
with God or with the universe, with ourselves.
Yeah, with Christ consciousness.
And focus on relationships rather than materialism. We get so caught up.
Sure,
and
the fancy ribbons and bows and the shiny.
And I got to get the right
I got to have this.
Yeah, it's got to be
this
yeah,
and that
yeah.
and the other.
So ultimately, what his challenge is for us is rediscovering Christmas is kind of a pathway, if you will, to rediscover the awe and the wonder of the holiday.
He placed, you said that he placed the ideas of secular and sacred as, opposites. Right. And I think the true way is to recognize the sacred in the secular, right?
Yeah.
To truly recognize the magic, the miracles all around us all the time. And that's to recognize the holiness of it all, of everything.
I couldn't agree with you more. And somebody may say, oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at a rock. You mean this rock is sacred?
Do you know what a journey that rock has been on, my friend?
See, I knew.
He knew the trigger.
I knew what this was going to do, folks. So just bear with us. Go ahead. Go ahead. We're talking. You're talking about a rock, lady.
Depending on what type of rock it is, right? I mean, I could go real deep on this.
No matter what
type of rock,
I tried to warn y'all.
It comes from star stuff, right? It's a combination of star stuff and Earth,
yeah,
and some amalgamation of pressure and time. And water and all the elements have come together.
Well, little lady, you're making the damn rock sound like a miracle.
Well, it is. Everything we look around is and can be. And that is a true pathway to, what you're talking about, recognizing Christmas.
Yeah.
It is to
recognizing Christmas.
It's to recognize the, did you catch it? Listen to this. Recognizing the Christ Mass. Like the mass, the conglomeration that is Christ consciousness all around
so
us.
So you're talking the mass, the
mass
whole,
of people,
the mass,
places,
not the
space-time.
Mass, the thing that Catholics and Episcopals.
No, I mean
and,
that can
you know,
that can
that's
have
the
a
mass too.
That's a symbolic representation of the mass that is Christ consciousness, which is all of us, all of it, all everything from the earth to the outer realms of the galaxy that we've yet to discover.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Space-time.
There you go. So Cheryl starts with, one of the elements is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start with hope because hope, you know this from your practice. I certainly saw it during my practice through the years.
Mm-hmm.
When people lose hope, they lose all.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times,
I know it from personal experience.
You know it from personal. Yeah. If we can just engender within ourselves or within others just a little bit of hope,
and
it makes such a difference.
We've played with acronyms before, right?
Right.
And hope is one that you and I together have played with, and I think we've come up with several different ones, right?
Yep.
One is hold on, pain ends. H-O-P-E.
I like that one. Yeah.
Another one on the other end of the spectrum is holy oneness pervades eternal.
Mm.
And that's true hope.
Yeah.
To remember that there's this oneness beyond that you're a piece of.
Yeah.
And to have hope that you are playing a significant role in it, whether or not, you think, your mind, whatever your thoughts say to you.
You matter.
You matter.
And your life matters. And in the book, Cheryl reflects on, with hope, the anticipation of the Messiah in the Old Testament and how the birth of Jesus fulfilled these long-awaited prophecies.
Right.
And he connects the historical hope to the broader narrative of redemption and restoration. But then there's the tension of hope.
Yeah.
So he emphasizes that hope oftentimes exists in the midst of struggle.
It's
and
got
in
to.
The midst of uncertainty.
I mean, that's one of the paradoxes of the dichotomy that we've set up within our world is that, without one, there's not the other.
Yeah. So what he encourages us to do is to embrace that tension between what is and is what yet to come and just trust in the ultimate plan. Whether you call that God's plan or whether you say something like,
The universe
unfolds as it should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, he talks about hope as a practice. So, you know, here's some strategies, some practical ways to cultivate hope during Advent. And so we're talking about things, spiritual disciplines like prayer or meditation, maybe diving into scripture, maybe community engagement, which helps all of us as believers focus on the promises, God's promises, rather than on whatever challenge the present moment might bring.
Yeah, and the ultimate promise, right, is that Christ consciousness is possible for all of us.
Yeah.
Right? And yep. So the practices of hope are to get you closer to remembering that.
Absolutely.
Being able to sit with the oneness and the feeling that we're all connected.
And last but not least, a hope in a consumerist culture. So he contrasts the eternal hope offered by Christ consciousness with the fleeting satisfaction of materialism and the excesses of the holidays. And he invites us to shift our focus, if you will, and you know, shift our focus from temporary fixes to the lasting fixes. And that would be found, Christians would say that would be found in Jesus, but we could also say,
inside.
Well, that's found in Christ consciousness.
Which is inside all of us.
Absolutely. We're talking about the little book, Rediscovering Christmas by A.J. Sherrill. Got a lot to unpack here. And we're doing it today here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Christmas. I hear the jingle bells there. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Are you ready? Are you ready for what's coming? Well, we're talking about rediscovering Christmas today, a little book by A.J. Sherrill. Who is A.J. Sherrill? What do you know about him?
Well, I this is what I'm just now learning about him. He's served as the lead pastor for 2 decades in churches across the country. From Southern California to New York. He now lives in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hmm.
He's got a doctorate in spiritual formation.
So he is Dr. Sherrill, Dr. A.J.
Yes.
Sherrill.
Yeah. Yeah. He also teaches courses on preaching and the Enneagram.
Oh, the Enneagram.
Yeah,
oh,
at okay. Fuller. Yeah, he also wrote a book on the Enneagram.
Does he teach it like Fuller's?
At Fuller Theological Seminary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's actually got a book on the Enneagram for spiritual formation.
Oh, wow.
How okay. Knowing ourselves can make us more. That one sounds pretty good, too.
We need to look into Dr. Sherrill a little more.
That's this like little a cool
book,
dude.
This little book that we're talking about today is called Rediscovering Christmas. A.J. Sherrill is the author. And another one of the concepts is peace. So we've talked about hope. Let's talk a bit about peace.
Okay.
So this is centering mainly on the transformative peace that hopefully the Advent season invites believers to embrace. Several years ago, I invited someone to come in and do a an Advent retreat.
Yeah,
and she used some terminology that fit so perfectly, but I'd never really thought about it before. She said, "Well, Advent is about, should be about all of us being and feeling pregnant."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what are
good.
We going to
yeah.
deliver? You know, Kim Long is who I'm talking about. She's the she's director of religious education out at Mary of the Pines Catholic Church out on Burt Coons.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I went, wow.
Yeah, you never thought of it that way.
I never really had thought of it that way. And it kind of really made a light bulb. It was one of those light bulb moments, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, because just like pregnancy, it's this time of you're growing something, but you really don't know what it's going to look like, what it's going to be, what will it do when it comes out, right?
Yeah.
And so it's this place of unknowing, but there's a lot of growing pains involved, right?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, you have to go in and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're taking care of yourself and whatever it is that you're birthing into the world.
Yeah.
And it's about trusting yourself and your body in terms of physical pregnancy. But it's about trusting yourself that, okay, I really don't know what's coming, but I know that whatever I'm creating, it's going
to
be life.
I've got something to deliver to the world.
Yeah.
In the book, in the little book, Rediscovering Christmas, Cheryl kind of centers on the transformative peace. And it's not the peace like we usually think of it. We usually think of peace as being the absence of war or the absence of conflict.
Mm.
But he looks at it in a holistic sense of well-being and harmony rooted in, well, God's presence within, God's presence in the world, if you will.
So I like that. I like the holistic view because that brings to mind another thing I like to emphasize with peace, and that is its homonym, peace, P-I-E-C-E.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is to recognize the peace within us, P-E-A-C-E, is to recognize the peace, E-I-E-C-E,
right,
within each of us that completes the wholeness of which we are a part, right? And so to find true peace is to recognize, acknowledge, accept your peace. And what that means is that you are very important to the entirety, but you are also just a piece.
Well, and I would even say vital.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, absolutely.
Beyond important, vital.
Yeah.
But I think we underplay the importance of every single life, because there's
every other person has a piece of the peace.
Of the peace.
Yeah.
A piece, a P-I-E-C-E, right, of the P-E-A-C-E.
And so part of cultivating true peace is to respect and acknowledge that every other person has this piece of peace that is theirs to protect.
So
and we can't control that.
Yeah. And it's interesting, Lauren, that you're talking about this, because what Cheryl does in the book is he unpacks the Hebrew word shalom.
Okay.
And the word shalom encompasses wholeness. It encompasses completeness and flourishing in all areas of life. So he emphasizes the peace heralded by the angels in Luke, 2nd chapter, 14th verse.
Mm-hmm.
About restoring shalom to a broken world. And so I think that's elegant, if you will.
Yeah, restoring wholeness.
He also talks about, of course, peace with God. He explains how the coming of Jesus signifies a reconciliation between humanity and the divine. And through Christ, believers are offered what's called the ultimate peace, which is a restoration of relationship with their Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
which is a return to all that is. So
right.
What I heard you say in my mind just then, and what I saw visually, is at each level, right, when I restore myself with Christ, I'm seeing a sphere grow and expand and to recognize my wholeness in Christ's consciousness, right?
Right.
And so then it is through the expansion through Christ consciousness, that sphere of Christ consciousness, that I can then further expand into the wholeness of all that is and recognize, wow, I'm a piece of that.
I don't want to get off into anything too negative or chase a rabbit trail, but I can't help but do this at this point, because sometimes I worry mm-hmm. about what are we presenting. And I'm not picking on any denomination. I'm not picking on the denomination that I'm a part, you're a part of, and I'm a part of, mm-hmm. or any other denomination. I'm not doing that.
Right.
However, having said that, I worry that are we really, not just during Advent, but during all of the year, are we working to really challenge, to break forth Christ consciousness mm-hmm. into the world? Because it seems to me that that's really what all of these organizations that call themselves churches really are doing, or need to be about, right?
Right.
Is breaking
at the heart of it is breaking
peace into the world, mm-hmm. you know?
Breaking peace. That brings to mind the original image of the breaking of the bread.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is that the word bread itself, etymologically, when you break it down, the word bread roots back to break.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like a self-reflective word, and it just means that to break of the break is again to recognize that you're a piece of peace.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the it's interesting because the Bible tells us that Jesus of Nazareth was born in Bethlehem.
The house of bread.
The house of bread. Yeah.
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 That's a good point.
And so, you know, it is all connected.
Mm-hmm. Symbolically.
And it's all symbolically connected. Do we fully appreciate, you know, that elegance, if mm-hmm. you will? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that we truly can on a human level. I think that's part of the mystery, right? That we can grapple with it. And each time we think we're breaking through to appreciating it more, I mean, at least this is personally how I've experienced it, right? I fall into more and more reverence of it all and don't think that I could experience an even greater amazement, right? Mm. And so as you continue to break out, I don't think we would be able to be contained within the human body if we truly understood what we were a part of.
Right. He talks about peace in a chaotic world. So he acknowledges the reality of the world of strife and uncertainty.
Right.
But he encourages us to anchor ourselves in unchanging promises. In other words, that peace of Christ that transcends stability and circumstances and, you know,
and
stability in the sense of what we might be experiencing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way we do that is by going within, which
yeah.
I know we could look back and realistically, Jesus likely wasn't actually born in December or even in the winter, right?
No, the biblical scholars say he was most likely, I think there's agreement among
the spring.
He was most likely born in the springtime.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet we continue to celebrate it. But I think it's a very good season to celebrate it, because if we think about just the word winter, and we can associate all the things about what winter is.
Well, think about where Christmas was set thousands of years ago by the church, at almost the darkest point of the entire year, right?
Right.
Winter solstice.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Which is where there's least light available.
And so
now
we're
the light
forced.
Of the world breaks through. Right.
Right. We're forced to go in. And even the word winter, it's called inter.
Inter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which suggests that that's part of the season, is to inter, to go in. I mean, the word I-N-T-E-R means to go into the earth, right? If you inter someone.
Yeah.
But go into, inter, into the kingdom that is within you.
Absolutely. Talking about A.J. Sherrill's little book, Rediscovering Christmas. Good little book. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. And we've just gotten through, hope and peace. We still got love and joy to go. So
stay
with us. More to come, more to learn here on Strategies for Living. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's a
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. Strategies for Living Radio.
And as we jingle along here on Strategies for Living, welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL and Strategies for Living with Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan. And we're talking about a neat little book today, A.J. Sherrill's Rediscovering Christmas. A lot of people look for, you know, good holiday reads.
Yeah.
And
sounds like a pretty good one.
Yeah, this one's a...
To really reconnect you with the season. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't think you have to be a Christian to really enjoy a lot of the points that he made.
No, because, again, I think, you know, as we've said earlier, who doesn't want more Christ consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't label it that, I don't care what you call it, but the breaking in of Christ consciousness, the ability to see
from
the at-one-ment,
right?
You know,
yeah.
the whole,
right?
That's Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
From a Christian perspective, it's interesting that we talk about atonement. and, you know, atonement. We have Christianity is largely based on atonement theology. But look at the word atonement.
Right.
At one meant. And I just think that's a very, maybe there are no such thing as coincidence. Maybe there are no coincidences.
No, here, there are none.
Dr. Sherrill talks about joy, and he draws from the gospel narratives, particularly the joy that was expressed by the shepherds and the angels and Mary during the Annunciation, the announcement and birth of Jesus. And he notes how this joy really transcended the challenging circumstances of the time, and you know, the how it was anchored in God's faithfulness and the unfolding plan of redemption. You know, speaking of joy, what's the difference between joy and happiness? Because Dr. Sherrill talks about this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what he does is he contrasts fleeting happiness, often tied to external circumstances.
Okay.
And he says joy is deeper.
It is.
It's it's abiding, and it comes from a relationship, a relationship with God, a relationship with ourselves. And he argues that joy is not an emotion, that it's a posture.
Yeah, it's a posture. It's a state of being.
It's a state of the heart. It's a posture of the heart cultivated through trusting in the promises of God. And so, you know, and he has a lot. There's a lot that he unpacks in joy. We're not going to be able to get to all of it.
I like that idea, because to me, joy is, you know, happiness, you think of very expressive, very outward, quick.
Right.
And to me, joy is a very personal feeling of expansiveness. It's about being able to drop into the heart and to remember, you know, the expansiveness from which you came.
One of the challenges that he kind of makes to us in terms of joy is he says, find joy in the small. Find joy in the everyday moments and recognize, and I think this is what you were getting at, and we were kind of teasing about the rock earlier. Yeah. Find God everywhere.
Because
God is everywhere. And so God is present in the mundane as well as the miraculous. So many times, if it's not miraculous, well, we say, well, yeah, God didn't show up.
And yet
he did.
Everything is miraculous.
Right.
If we truly take a moment to be with it. I mean, just to take any small moment to think about how this got here, you recognize the grand organizing design of which it is made.
Yeah. And then we get to love, right? So in the book, Rediscovering Christmas, he emphasizes the profound transformative nature of love. And it's really there in the Advent story, and he unpacks the concept of love as the foundation, really, of the Christmas message, right? The call. He emphasizes the call that God's love is not meant to be kept to yourself.
No.
It's a call to love others.
It's forgiving.
Forgiving, yes.
And forgiving.
And so he connects this to the Advent season, which provides opportunities to show love to family and friends and strangers, and especially the marginalized and those people in need. I mean, think about, you know, all of the opportunities during this year, this season, rather, leading up to Christmas. You know, you've got the Salvation Army out there. You've got the you know, the collection of food to make food baskets to, you know, to
Toys for Tots, you've got the toys. Angel trees.
Yeah, and there's an abundant amount of opportunities. And, you know, how do we keep that going? I mean, it's wonderful to do it now. It's absolutely wonderful to get involved in all that stuff now. But how can I remember, and I'm talking to myself now, how can I remember to do that more in February,
throughout the year.
In April, in, you know, June and July and August, mm-hmm. when it gets hot.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, he talks about love in action in the book. He talks about, of course, acts of kindness and generosity. He also talks about creating space to be fully present with loved ones, mm. offering time and attention as gifts of love. I was visiting with somebody earlier this week, and she was complaining about, you know, just wanting a little extra time with her hubby, and him saying, "You're interrupting my football game."
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But let's, we do that.
Yeah, we do.
We do that. It's we a human do. Thing, and it's not always. I'm not picking on men.
Right.
Not picking on, because no. you know, well, we all have our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I love Cheryl's, you know, reminder to us that love is a reflection of God.
It is. And I would argue that, you know, kind of like the old Beatles song, love is all there is.
Mm.
Right?
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Yeah.
And love is all there is.
Yeah.
You know, and to recognize love in everything, even those that at first seem unloving.
Yeah.
Because it's in those moments where people appear to be unloving, right?
Yep.
That it's truly a call for love.
Yeah. If we have just barely, and I knew we wouldn't be able to get too far with this, but if you want to unpack more,
mm-hmm.
and I hope you will, go get the little book sometime during Advent. You can order it and probably have it in a day or so from Amazon. It's called Rediscovering Christmas. A.J. Cheryl
with an S-H.
is the author, and very, very good little book to you know, to prepare,
yeah,
and
to
get ready
with the season.
Yeah, we'll be back. More strategies for living in just a moment. Stay here with us.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's. TheBalancedLife.us.
Condition of your roof.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And you're listening to it right now here on 1017 FM and 710 Kiel. We are Strategies for Living. This is Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, And we're talking today about the little book, Rediscovering Christmas. A.J. Sherrill, great little book. What's your takeaway from what we've talked about today, Lauren?
I really love this book. I hadn't heard of it before. And I personally...
I'm glad I could be of service.
Yeah, thank you. I personally have tried over the years because I was never... I grew up not a huge fan of the Christmas season, right?
Right.
And so each year of my adult life, I have tried for myself to slowly rediscover Christmas.
Mm.
And so I love the title and I love the way he's presented this in, you know, in the traditional Advent sense, but also with these new ideas to incorporate new ways for us to rediscover.
It's the new and the old blended together because he's got the scripture in there. He's got new stories. He's got new ideas. He unpacks.
Yeah, and that's the heart of it all is for us to continually renew the truth each year.
Absolutely. And stretch ourselves. Again, you know, I've never been pregnant before, but I can only imagine that if I got pregnant as much as my stomach is stretched now, it would be stretched even more. And, I mean, that's part of what we're doing.
Stretching.
During the Advent season. We're called to stretch.
And grow in the darkness of the womb.
Yeah. And then maybe to remind ourselves, hey, we can bring this into the rest of the year, too.
Yeah. Each moment is a rebirth.
Rediscovering Christmas, A.J. Sherrill. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.